The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We're also celebrating National Ex-Spouse Day.
Who the hell celebrates that?
Well, I want
to celebrate the separation.
Yeah, celebrate that they're gone.
I don't have an ex-wife, so that means wife, right, spouse?
No, it encourages those who have dissolved a marriage to forgive their former spouse and move beyond any anger or bitterness that may remain.
Oh, I've been there for a long time.
So this is your day to commemorate your greatness and how you've been able to do that.
Your divorce, you forgave her years ago, right? Push, Craig?
Yeah.
Okay. Not Push, Craig. Craig.
Whatever.
Didn't mean to call you a puss.
Yeah.
Well, I think you can forgive somebody and still cringe at the mention of their name.
I got a few of those. Yeah. And they probably cringe at me. I know they do.
Yeah, but they weren't spouses.
No, they weren't spouses. Yeah. I was never, I had no other wife.
So you needn't reconcile.
I have one wife. I had one wife. All right. I think a lot of people are going back and revisiting this show.
Well, you know, HBO On Demand is free.
I watched it in real time originally, and changed a lot of people's lives, including this guy's life.
And Steve Schrippa, and he do a podcast called Talking Sopranos. Michael Imperioli joins us. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you calling it. Hey, obviously, we love the show. We watched it first run. The podcast thing is obviously, people are really into this now. What made you and Steve decide to do this?
Because you're experts?
Well, to be honest, it wasn't our idea. We were approached several months ago by some podcast producers and said they knew that we were friends. We've done an Inside the Actor Studio type stage.
Got it.
Thing on stage live about The Sopranos. And they said, would you be into doing a podcast? And we talked about it. And one of the reasons we thought it would work is a whole other generation of people who were too young to watch the show when it aired for the first time are obsessed with the show. I'm talking about late teens, 20s, early 30s.
That's a great point. That's a great point because we're about your age. So you're right. It was 99 to 07, and to us it seems like it was yesterday. And that's a long time ago. I didn't realize that a lot of younger people are really starting to get into that.
When it was first run, did you watch?
I did, and I haven't watched since then. I didn't. I watched it in the initial airing, and have not revisited the show till now. Which is one of the fun things about this show is that I'm rediscovering it and examining things and seeing things that I haven't seen since they first were on the air.
Yeah, I didn't like the sanitized, Spike took it for a while? I think it was on Spike TV, and it was cleaned up, and it just wasn't the same.
Yeah.
No, that's not the way it's meant to be.
No, absolutely not. Never understood that, but, of course, you can get it now and watch it on HBO, So a lot of younger people are watching it, and they're in the podcast. Everybody's in the podcast, for that matter. So you sit down and discuss one episode or just the whole general show together?
We go episode by episode. So an episode of our show is dedicated to one episode. And some of them we have guests. We had Robert Eiler, who played Anthony Jr. on recently. We had Jamie Lynn, who played Meadow.
Sure.
Our first guest was supposed to be Edie Falco in the studio in New York. And then in the middle of March, we decided we weren't going to do it at all. We announced to the public we were doing this at the end of February.
Yeah.
We hoped to release them in April. And then we said, let's forget this till everything's done. And then we got all kinds of messages from fans saying, hey, we're waiting for this. We're in sheltering in place. We're in quarantine. We're rewatching the show. Where's the podcast? So we talked about it and figured out a way to do it remotely.
I was told there's some spoilers in case people are just now getting familiar with the show.
If you're watching, your
podcast has a spoiler or two on it. Do you alert folks to that?
You should watch the episode first, and then listen to our discussion about it.
That's so you're not spoiling the end or anybody. You're right. You're just doing each episode at a time, so it'd be very easy to stay with it that way. Just watch the episode first before you listen to the podcast. Michael Imperioli was him and Steve Scirippa, who we've talked to before, actually.
Yeah.
Talking Sopranos, now available on the podcast. So you do every show and discuss it. And behind-the-scenes stuff, all crazy stories about what happened behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes and also our own lives and how it related to the show, how our lives changed because of the show, what was life before the show, you know, my career as an actor and life as an actor. Steve Scirippa had a whole life as in the Vegas casino business.
I know.
Entertainment director, right. Riviera Hotel.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, he ran
so we go into all that kind of stuff, but usually as it somehow relates to that episode.
And
I wasn't sure how it was going to work, but people have been loving it. We've had hundreds of thousands of downloads since it aired, went on the air last week. And it's been pretty overwhelming.
Well, we have our own tribute to the Sopranos.
We do.
The Big Pussy character was killed. We said that we are going to take the next intern who we brought in, and we will name him Big Pussy, and he's our producer to this day.
He's okay with that?
Yeah. He's been Big Pussy.
he has no choice.
It's been 20 years, Michael. It just goes over my head at this point. It's not even a thing.
It's usually just Puss, but you're right. It's crazy that he's been with us 20 years. He was 19 at the time, and now he's Big Pussy, and you figure out. You do the math.
Wow.
I love that you said wow. Michael, I know. Well, ask you, I'm sure you've been asked this 1,000 times. We never talked to you about it, but I'm glad you're revisiting it first because a lot of people that do shows, they love at the time period, but they try to move on and do other things. I know you've done a ton of other things since then, but I think this is great for the fans that people want to know about what happened. I like the ending. I had no problem with the ending. Obviously, it was controversial. How'd you feel about the ending of the show? Without giving...
I like it as well.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
I liked it as well.
All right.
I think the fact that it's 13 years later,
mm-hmm.
and I still get asked about it all the time.
Yeah.
I think means that it was pretty effective, you know. I think that it's very mysterious still to me in a lot of ways. Sometimes I still think about it and try to, you know, sort it out. And I still don't know for sure what happened. Which is a good thing.
Well, that probably leaves it that way.
You probably got a couple theories.
No. Well, everybody has their own little fit theory.
My theories have changed, you know. I always thought that he died. Like, it was the blackout was him blacking out.
Right.
You know? And then, you know, after hearing David Chase talk about it, I'm not so sure. I'm not really sure what happened.
Well, I think that's what left up for everybody's imagination, what they can do with that the ending of that show. Now, without giving anything away, because I'm not going to, but there are people that want to check out The Sopranos first run and listen to the podcast. Did every season you pick it up and say, oh, I hope I don't die. I hope I don't die. Because I'm not going to say anything, but there were a bunch of seasons where you were fine. Your character was fine physically. Did you hope you didn't die every season?
You know, of course I wanted to stay on as long as I can. But
right.
I wasn't, when I think about it, I wasn't really worried, which I guess is probably stupid because I probably should have been.
Yeah,
but I always felt he was... too colorful a character to get rid of.
That's true, and he was.
Yeah.
He was necessary to the plot line, I thought, too, for that matter. Your character, actually, Michaels, was. And Scirippa, too, for that matter. He was a lovable character. Everybody loved him, with all your faults, being in the mob and all. So, the podcast...
Yeah, talking, but you never knew. There were no guarantees, you know what I mean? I mean, Big Pussy got killed in the first... the end of the second season.
Yeah, so spoiler.
That established that nobody was safe, really, right?
But Big Pussy lives in our production room over there.
Yeah, or his memory, at least.
Talking Sopranos. What are you doing, by the way? Where are you quarantined?
California.
You got the family?
I was supposed to be in New York,
yeah.
Recording.
Mm-hmm.
But I go back and forth between New York and California, and I wound up being here when everything shut down. So we were supposed to record, you know, in the studio,
mm-hmm.
this show, and now we're doing it from our, you know, in our pajamas or whatever.
How many days you've been locked down? Are you keeping track?
It's been just about a month.
Yeah, that's about all of us, about a month right now. Michael, thanks for the podcast. Thanks for all your work. And when the quarantine breaks, we'll talk again, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Take care, man.
Thank you, Michael.
The best part about that, although it was a great interview the whole way through, was when he went, wow, about puss being called Bigfoot.
Yeah, I'm a father now.
The name stuck.
I know, but it is. Chris from The Sopranos goes, wow, man. He's okay with that?
I really didn't have a choice. Just kind of stuck.
Yeah, well, you joined us the summer of 2000 as an intern. And Sopranos started in 99.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You are dad now. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Todd, my dad's big pussy.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. There's one unlucky soul that has to say that.
Yeah. Todd, it was Todd's idea. And I said, sure, I don't care. Call him Big Pussy.
It had legs.
It did.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And you know, as far as the ending of that show goes, love it or hate it, it's memorable.
Well, it is.
It's memorable.
And I listen. If it had been a big, somebody walks in the dining room and just shoots everybody up, I understand people would have loved that too, but I still think you can think they lived and they just went on in life, or he was shot, you know.
I think any way they would have ended that show would have been controversial.
Right.
It would have. There's no ending that they could have made to satisfy everybody.
Although I did, I saw a story about great endings, and I don't know, now that people are sitting at home, and if you never saw 6 Feet Under, it's an amazing show.
That's another one that HBO is offering up for free now.
Okay, watch it. And I'm not just, you know, I hate people always say.
Do they wrap it up nicely?
Well, it's one of the best. It's one of the best endings in TV history. And I'm not giving anything away, but that show was about a mortuary, and it started out with the death of just some random person. Always crazy, weird, wacky, and then it took it right back to the nursing home. And now the character, excuse me, not nursing home, the mortuary. All the characters are great. Two brothers run the place. It's the storylines go in and out, a bunch of different characters coming in and out of the show. But when the show ends, the last half hour of the show are scenes about how all the main characters die in the future. And it's such a great ending. And it doesn't give anything away.
Oh, so it wraps it up
nicely.
They
wrap it up because the show was about a funeral home and everybody and people dying. But all the main characters, the last half hour of the show shows how they die in the future. You know, it's just so heart wrenching. It's so great. It's about life.
They kind of did that with the finale of Veep here recently.
Yes, they did.
They flash forward to show you kind of how everybody ended.
Where she's dead.
Okay. Yeah.
This one shows every character's individual death, and it's a little vignettes. It happens, but it's. But once again, the whole show is really good. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, but Veep was a very satisfying ending.
Yes, it was.
It was.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't think any show that you were really a fan of where you invested 6, 7, 8, 10 seasons, I don't think there's no way you're going to please everybody with an ending.
Well, I was totally pleased. You know? Yeah, you're right. Oh, you're not.
You're never going to please everybody.
I don't know why you wouldn't like the 6 Feet Under ending. It was pretty cool, but who knows? Who knows? You know?
What if you've enjoyed a show for that long? Like, oh, I've liked the show for 6, 7 years.
Right.
But that last episode, why just be mad about episode?
There were people pissed at the Seinfeld ending. It's like, because the show was about a show about nothing. So the ending was just like, hey, they're all dicks in jail, you know?
Like, that ended up being perfect, too, because they ended with the same line they began.
Right.
They brought the whole thing back. It was all about nothing.
Didn't bother me.
Yeah, you can't just do, like, a regular episode for the last one.
No. Not for Seinfeld. No.
I thought the
Modern Family was good.
The Americans ending
great
recently
ending.
Was. Well,
oh,
I was very satisfied with that.
Satisfied, heart wrenching, sad. Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
I was a little disappointed with the Sons of Anarchy.
You know what? I still don't think Jax does that to himself.
No, I don't think so either.
I think that's a total.
That's where
cop
I was
out.
Less than satisfied.
I think he had two kids. He would have stayed an outlaw his whole life. I didn't like that ending either. Although I loved the show and didn't ruin it for
now
me.
Now we're spoiling the endings of series for a lot of people.
No, we're not.
This stuff's been off the air for 5, 10 years now. It's your window's passed.
Right.
We can talk about it. Right.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, now.
On Bob Ross's YouTube page.
He's dead, by the way.
You can find all 31 seasons of his show, about 403 approximately 30-minute episodes.
Were they all separate paintings?
Yeah.
Each one was one
painting per episode.
I thought so. I've never seen it. I watched it enough.
Well, actually about three paintings per episode is what he did.
Oh, did he?
I mean, they showed one, but he actually did three.
Oh, really? He did? Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah, one to practice on, one to start with, and then I think the last one is the one that he did on the TV show. And they've still got just about all of his paintings.
I'm probably in the minority.
And they don't get sold.
Why don't they get sold?
They want them all.
Huh.
Yeah. I was never enamored by that guy. Probably because I can't paint.
No,
because I have no artistic talent.
No, my aunt did that. She did it by watching the show, and she did pretty decent. She's not an artist at all. She's no longer with us.
I can't paint, but watching his show...
It's just fluffy.
It's interesting.
Yeah. It soothes the brain.
Yeah.
It calms me.
It's a hangover
me.
Show, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I got Curious George for that.
Yeah.
If I need to reprogram my brain, I put on an episode of Curious George.
This is yellow.
Yeah.
Like, oh, right, good.
Yeah.
I'm back on track. I think his paintings suck, too.
Yeah, they do. They do suck. I mean, that's why they're so simple to do.
Yeah.
Right. They're pretty basic. Right.
Yeah. Like, oh, another lake with trees around it.
Right, yeah.
But Bob Ross is more of a...
Yeah, as a personality, he's great.
It's more of a philosophy, if anything, you know?
Yeah, it was.
We don't
was.
Make mistakes. We just have happy little accidents.
Yeah. It's a way of life.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds like you pooped yourself. A happy little accident, doesn't it?
Right.
I had one of those the other day.
Your pants still stink, though.
Yeah, it was a happy little accident, but my ass stinks.
I mean, I was the only one that was happy about it.
Sure was. Go soap that up real quick.
Didn't his son do it for a little bit after that?
I think he tried,
And nobody cared.
For maybe one or two seasons.
Not the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't the same.
You got to get the fro going, dude.
Matt Ross is not Bob Ross.
No, he's not. You're not your father.